Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God as we come into this hour with Jesus. Hallelujah. On this day of atonement. Hallelujah. Let us come in with a repentive heart, a repentive spirit. Hallelujah. A humble position we assume, hallelujah, at the feet of Christ Jesus. Glory, rebayiti andarabo onda. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to the Lord God Almighty. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for this day. We thank you, Jesus, for this time. We thank you, Jesus, for this hour. We thank you, Jesus, for forgiving us. Hallelujah. For paying the price on the cross that we may be saved. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. And as you forgive us so readily, hallelujah, we decide today to forgive. We decide today to repent, to turn away from actions, behaviors, thoughts to you that cause strife, that cause reboshiki andreya, a separation, a divide in our relationship with you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for this time. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your help. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you, Father God, that when we think we can't take another step, your grace is sufficient. When we think we don't know how we're going to make it, your grace is sufficient. When we are absolutely in the dark and just don't know and about to give up, have given up, your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient. And we glorify you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, you are blessed coming to the house of thank you, Jesus. Amen. You are healed coming to the house of thank you, Jesus. You are increased coming to the house of thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house of thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house of thank you, Jesus. Yes, you're blessed. Amen. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what it looks like, sounds like, smells like. I don't care what's going on and who said what. The Lord God Almighty says that you are blessed, that it is well. It is well. Shakarabo sundaraya. In this season, in this time, God has spoken. And what God is saying is that we ought to have faith. Amen. We ought to have faith. What we need is faith. So what I want to do right now, amen, hallelujah, glory to the Most High, Rebashando Robosuya, is I want to go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 22, for this is the foundation of the message that God is releasing unto us today. That is time that we walk by faith. If you've been walking by faith, continue. Don't stop. You are almost You are almost there. Hallelujah. God sees our faith. Amen. So let's get into this today. Can we? Let's get into the word. Amen. For the word is life. It is power. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So as we hear, amen, hallelujah, somebody, as we hear the word on this now, it's fueling our faith. Amen. Stirring up our faith. Amen. That we are to be bold. Bold in our faith. Courageous in our faith. Come on. Rebo shiandarabasaya. Obedient by faith. Rebo shandeba ande rebo shia. Mark 11, verse 22. Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Jesus answered you, answered me, have faith in God. What is the situation? You're asking for a solution. You're asking for help. You're asking for the prescription, amen, to get rid of the issue. Hallelujah. Robashian de Robosoya. Jesus is answering you. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. For our faith produces. Our faith, amen, karabashiti andarabosu taraya, is effective. It's powerful. And what I want to do as we are in this place, amen, hallelujah, as God answering you, answering me. I want to look at three passages also in Mark, three stories, amen, in Mark, where the people had faith. Hallelujah. The people had faith. I thank you, Holy Spirit. They had faith and they had a situation. Amen. They had faith and they had an issue. Amen. They had faith, yet they were begging. Amen. Hallelujah. We all have faith. They had an issue, yet they had faith. They were in a condition that grew worse, yet they had faith. They were in a condition that they could not walk, that they needed help leaning on other people, yet they had faith. Hallelujah, someone. They were in a condition of being blind, begging, yet they have faith.
If you know your Bible, then you already are familiar with these three passages and these three people that we are about to go and visit on this day. Amen. Because maybe some of us, all of us, one of us, two of us can relate. Amen. Roboshia, looking for the Lord, pressing in to get Rabashiti close to the Lord. First story, amen, is in Mark chapter 2. And it is about a man who was paralyzed, amen. A man who was paralyzed but has some friends. But has some friends that had great faith. Hallelujah. A man who was paralyzed and had to depend on people. Are you in a situation where you're finding yourself having to depend and having to wait on Abasande Iriandaraboshia. Let us, at the in the same respects, let us get around some people with faith in this time. Amen. Let us get around some people that whose head is buried up in this Bible. Amen. Who speaks faith, thinks faith, walks by faith. Come on. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Uh-huh. Shatarabasindia. The Holy Spirit is here. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Mark chapter 2. And I'm going to read. We're going to read the passage. Amen. We're going to spend some time with the passage. We're going to dance with the passage. Amen. With the words. We don't want to hear my words. We want to hear the logos and the rhema word. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's start verse 1. When he returned to Capernaum, after some days, it was reported that he was at home. So many gathered around that there was no longer room for them, not even in front of the door. And as he was speaking the word to them, what is he doing right now with us, with you and I? He's speaking the word to us. Amen. Jesus is in the word. We must be in the word in this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then some people came bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And after having dug through it, come on, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. Do not give up, Raboshia. Do not take a no for an answer. Come on, Rabo Itianda Raboshia Rabasaya. Do not be so easily discouraged. How about that one? Yes. May I not be easily discouraged in this season and in this time, but may I persist. Hallelujah, Rabasaya. May that just encourage me to go back into my prayer closet. May that encourage me to praise a little bit harder, praise a little bit louder. May that cause me to dig into the scriptures that God gave us. Hallelujah. That is profitable unto us, unto our souls. Amen. When Jesus saw their faith, oh, come on, somebody. What did that just say? When Jesus what? When Jesus saw their faith. Is your faith visible in this time? But how about this? Can Jesus see your faith? But listen, when Jesus sees and recognizes and able to interpret and articulate, oh, that's faith. Oh, that's faith. The world, maybe your friends, maybe your family, maybe your cousins, your auntie, your boss, your coworker may not, probably will not be able to understand. Faith is a communication between us and Jesus. Everybody else may not get it, may say that is the wrong choice, that is the wrong move. But God is saying, my beloved, Hallelujah. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. Now, some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, why does this fellow speak in this way? It is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone? At once, Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were discussing these questions among themselves, and he said to them, why do you raise such questions in your hearts? Mm-hmm. This is our Father, Eleboshia. He knows everything that's going on. He knows everything. Before we even know we need, before we even know, hallelujah, he knows, Ebanda Raboshia. He's omniscient, all-knowing. Verse 9, which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, stand up, take your mat, and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, stand up, take your mat, and go to your home. And he stood up and immediately took the mat and went out before all of them, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we have never seen anything like this. In this time, what God is doing with you, as we stand in our faith, as we walk by faith, as we press, as we dig in faith, hallelujah, we will see it immediately. Oh, they will be amazed. Some people, Roboshia, may have something to say in disagreement. Ah, that is not fair. We know favor is not fair. Karaboshia. People will be amazed and glorify our Father who art in heaven by what he's doing in your life. Hallelujah. There's some situations that is just a mere forgiving of sins. God, I thank you for forgiving our sins that has kept us paralyzed, has kept us out of opportunities, kept us out of the promise. Ah, God, I thank you. As on this day of repentance, on this day of atonement, I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you are forgiving our sins, Lord God, that frees us, hallelujah, Rabashia, that breaks the cycles, hallelujah, that we, in the name of Jesus, are able, amen, mm-hmm, to rise up and walk, hallelujah. Go into your home, hello, homeowner, Rabasaya. Go into your purpose, walk into our purpose, walk into our careers, walk into our breakthrough, walk into Karabashia and Debosaya, walk into chapter 5. We moving forward, hey, we moving forward to chapter 5. Don't get so excited, Mika. Shataraya. Let's go, let's keep it moving. Moving, y'all, because it's a commonality in these stories, in these passages that we are reading, in this life that we are partaking in right now, as our faith, Lebosoto Urubushia, as our faith, Rabasande Ato Ukudurubushia, grows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 5, we're going to start at verse 21, because I said we in it. We're not just reading a verse or a word. We reading verses. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 5, verse 21. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him. Look at that. That's the same thing that we read in about the paralytic man, that the crowds gathered around. Where are you flocking to in this time? It is, we flock to Jesus. Let us flock to Jesus. The Bible says that it's impossible to please him without faith. Let us be in faith and draw him. As we draw to him, he draws near to us. We flock into Jesus. That's where the miracle is. That's where the life is. That's where the abundance is. That's where the peace is. That's where the shalom is. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Ooh, I love you. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet, begged him, "Put your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him. Why did I read that part? Because now it's on the journey. Now it's on as they're going to heal the little girl, as we see God's compassion quickly responding, amen, to those in need, quickly responding to those in distress, quickly responding to Jairus about his daughter. God is quickly responding to you and I. God is quickly responding to you and I. He's responding to you. Don't think that your prayers have fell on deaf ears. He is quickly responding. Roboshitia. Yes, Oh, Mika, you better sing, girl. Shitia. Okay. So he went with him. Now this, when his large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Again, we have the crowds pressing in. Again, the Holy Spirit is saying, press in! Press in! Press in to him. Press in to me. Seek me. Grab hold to me. Trust me. Yes, times, yes, things that's happening in these times are unpredictable and unstable and suddenly, but I am the anchor to your ship. I'm the anchor in this relationship. I'm the anchor in this fellowship. I'm the anchor in the midst of this hardship. I'm the anchor in that relationship. Ooh, is God the anchor? Is God the center? Let's stay focused, please. And a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman. There was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She's been bleeding for 12 years, a constant, relentless bleeding from her body for 12 years. Oh, hello. It's been a long time. It's been over a decade. Oh, hello. This issue has been constant. This pain has been constant. This lack has been constant. This dryness has been constant. This anxiety has been constant. This depression has been constant. And not only has it been constant, she, in verse 26, had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had. And she was no better, but rather grew worse. You sought help. Rabashia tabasata rabosoya. Man can't help you. Your family can't help you. Come on, Raboshia. In your situation, and you did everything that you thought you should do. Lebosorabasaya. You've been applying to the job, and it just is not, nothing has happened. And in fact, things are worse. Be encouraged on this day. Her situation rather grew worse. Now, not only does she have this hemorrhaging, she don't have any more money. Her physical condition weakened. Oh, God is talking to his children who are weakened. God is talking to his children, that spent it all, that have nothing, that's operating on nothing. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, what are you saying in this time? For she said, if I but touch his clothes, I will be made well. If I but touch his clothes, if I but touch his clothes, I will be made well.
If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well. Immediately, her hemorrhage stopped. Immediately, her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Oh, immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." He said, "Daughter." What does God call you? Daughter? What does God call you? Son? What does God call you? Child? What does God call you? Heir? What does God call you? My prized possession? What does God call you? My beloved? What does God call you? My special treasure? What does God call you? The apple of my eye? What does God call you? Fearfully and wonderfully made? Hallelujah. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. Notice, he said, "Your faith has made you well." He didn't say, "I have made you well." He didn't say, "My power has made you well." He said, "Your faith has made you well." This is the second time that the person on the surgery table, that the person that is bound by a sickness, a disease, a condition, the person in the hardship is the person where he says, "I see your faith. I see your faith. And it's your faith." Hallelujah. Your faith has made you well. In this time, what are you saying? Let us adjust what we are saying to be speaking faith. Hallelujah. This woman, according to the Levitical law, she was not supposed to be in the crowd. She was not supposed to be around anyone else. She was supposed to be implementing social distance, and not just social distance. She was supposed to be in quarantine. Hello, somebody. Hello. She was supposed to be in quarantine. But her faith says, "If I would just touch the hem of his garment," and she put herself at risk. You see, faith, the boldness and the radicalness. In the first passage with the paralytic man, they bust through the roof. It's no politeness. Hallelujah. She said, "I don't care about the crowd. I don't care, amen, about the people. I care about touching Jesus. Let our numero uno care be about touching Jesus. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they say I can't do. I don't care what they say is impossible. I don't care what I look like. I don't care what I sound like to people. I just care that Jesus is pleased with me. I just care that Jesus sees my faith." Notice, this is the second one. But hallelujah, he says, in the scripture, it says immediately. It happened immediately. It was a long time, and then immediately. It ain't no transition to. It's no gradual into being healed. Immediately. There's an immediately that's happening in this season. There's an immediately that's happening in your household. There's an immediately. Immediately, your relationship, your marriage, is healed. Immediately, my body is healed. Let us declare this now. Immediately, my finances healed. Immediately. Immediately. What God promised me is before me. Immediately. immediately. Can we turn, please, to the next passage, please? Hallelujah, ba-ba-ba-ando. Halevasidia, robosoria vasaria, revahiki arabo shotarabasaya. Thank you, Jesus. Immediately. No matter how long it's been, how isolated you seem, hallelujah, reboso tarabashia, lebasa tarabosore bishia, lebasaya be not discouraged, neither be thy dismayed, for God is able to do all things. Nothing is impossible or too hard. This situation with the woman with the issue of blood, it was too hard for the physicians. It was a situation, it was a condition, amen, that rabosoya, they couldn't learn about in school. Hallelujah. The expert of experts could not solve this. There's some things that God, only God is able to do. There's all things that God is able to do. However, in this season, I believe his miracles, his signs, and his wonders that has no human fingerprint on. Why? So that we wake up to a new walk with Christ. That we begin believing and that we walk by faith. Amen. And that our trust is in him. Mark 10, I'm starting at verse 46. And also I'm reading out of the New Revised Standard Version. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, there we go, a large crowd. What are we flocking to in this time? The churches should be overflowing. Hallelujah, Bobo Roboshia. Hallelujah. That's what we should see breaking out on the news. Hallelujah, Biba Reboshia. Hallelujah. Because these passages and scriptures that we are reading, it's the same God that we serve today. This is not fantasy. This is real. You shall see and have according to what your faith is seeing. What does your faith see? What does your faith say? They came to Jericho as he and his disciples in a large crowd were leaving Jericho. Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. Are you stagnant? Are you still in an area of your life? Do you find yourself sitting, wanting to move, but don't know how to move? Don't know which way to go? As it seemed like it just... not making any progress, in your life with your relationship with your children. He was sitting by the roadside, and when he heard, what are you hearing today? Let us be in the place of hearing. Let us be in the place of hearing the Lord, hearing the Holy Spirit. In order to be in a place, you got to be in the vicinity. You got to be close. You got to be near. Well, blind Bartimaeus, he was in the vicinity of Jesus. And this day, Arabasaya was his day. Somebody say, this is my day. This is my season. This is my time. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and say, Jesus. Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, Son of David, have mercy on me! Jesus stood still and said, call him here. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he is calling you. So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, my teacher, let me see again. Jesus said to him, go, your faith has made you well. Again, he's saying, your faith. He didn't say, I made you well. My God, my Father in heaven made you well. Your faith has made you well. Immediately, he regained his sight and followed him on the way. Immediately, he regained his sight. There we go. This is the third passage that we are meditating, studying, and ingesting where God is saying, immediately, immediately, he regained his sight and followed him. Amen. Hallelujah. Rabashia. But I want to look at something. I want to look at something. Because the people, as he called out, as his faith caused his volume to be turned up, amen, on his voice, hallelujah, the people had a problem with it. The people around him, Roboshia, tried to shut him up, tried to block him from getting his blessing. Oh, your faith, again, will cause you to stand out and people will not recognize. Didn't we say that? Didn't the Holy Spirit say this? Earlier with the paralytic man and even with the woman with the issue of blood. I should change now because he's no more the paralytic man. He's the walking man. And she's no more the woman with the issue of blood. She's the healed woman, the whole woman, the blessed woman. I want you to know that you are the healed woman, the blessed woman. Amen. The whole woman. You are the healed man, the blessed man, the whole man. Don't pay attention to what society is saying to you. You pay attention to what your King of Kings, Lord of Lords is saying to you. Yes, Lord. And so now he's no longer the blind begging Bartimaeus. Come on, somebody. He is the Bartimaeus that has great vision, that has healed vision. Amen. That is now following Jesus. Amen. So when we are walking in faith, it will be a time, amen, where we are in disagreement with the world, that we are in disagreement with those who, around us who God didn't speak to and give them the vision that he gave us. Come on, somebody. But we, amen, do not shush. Do not try to make other people comfortable at the sake of us. Don't dim your light for the sake of somebody else. It ain't your issue, it's their issue. Come on. Hello. Hello. Hallelujah. Because then, after Jesus calls for him, they change what they say to him. They're changing what they say to him. Amen. When you on your dry side, the people got something to say in a negative light. But then when you make it like, oh, I always knew you. I always supported you. They change. They're going to change what they have to say about you.
This is why we can be running around worrying about people, trying to please people, getting discouraged by people, what they say, being afraid of people. The Bible says to not fear the one that can kill the body, but fear the one that soul. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Then Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? I believe that he's asking us that in this time. What do you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus asks for vision. I thank you, Lord God, that you are giving vision. I thank you, Father God, that you are giving life, life more abundantly. I thank you, Lord God, that you are giving rabashia terabosoya increase. I thank you, Lord God, that you are giving prosperity. I thank you, Father God, that you are giving peace. I thank you, Father God, rabashia teraya, that as your children, as we ask unto you, you are giving to us according to what we are asking in better, in greater. Hallelujah. Better and greater in those who have any unbelief. Help us with the unbelief. Because there's a story, amen, of a father, amen, in chapter 9, amen, whose son was grievously vexed, amen, had a unclean spirit, karaboshiti diiki andarabosoya. Hallelujah. That was torturing his son. Hallelujah. And he went to the disciples and he tried and he asked the disciples to heal the boy, but they couldn't. So then Jesus came down the mountain and the father went to Aleboshia Rabasandraya, went to Jesus asking Jesus. But listen to what he said in verse, hold on, when the spirit's in verse, thank you, Jesus. Let me find it. Thank you, Lord. In verse 22, hallelujah, he says, it has often cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. What's trying to destroy you? Oh, I thank you, Father God, that whatever forces are coming against us, trying to destroy us, the Rebashia, I thank you, Lord God, for canceling it. I thank you, Lord God, Reboshia, Tereya, for protecting us. I thank you, Lord God, Reboshiti, Andarabasata, Reboshia, for reversing it. Hallelujah. And the Rebashiti, Andarabosota, Tereya, and instead of, and it's rendered ineffective in the name of Jesus. But if you are able to do anything, have pity on us and help us. But he said, if you are able. Jesus said to him, if you are able, all things can be done for the one who believes. Immediately, the father of the child cried out, I believe. Help me with my unbelief. On this night, God is not asking you to be perfect. Hallelujah. We see his faith wasn't perfect, but he said, I believe, Lord. Help me with my unbelief. Hallelujah. Let us declare, I believe, Lord. If there's any unbelief, Lord God, help me. Detach me from the natural. Detach me from the ways of this world. Let me conform to you and be transformed to the world. Hallelujah. I believe, Lord. I believe, Jesus. Jesus is answering prayers of fathers and mothers. Hallelujah. Sisters and brothers. Hallelujah. Cousins and uncles and aunties. Hallelujah. Jesus is Roboshia doing miraculous things in this time. Jesus is helping us. Hallelujah. In this time. Jesus Robo Uto Roboshia Rabasataraya. Jesus is the one de Baando Urobusutaraya. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. He is our way. He is our truth. He is our life. Let us fasten ourselves to it, attach ourselves to it, trust and see him make a way out of no way, and see him do that hard thing, and see him do that difficult thing, and see him do that impossible thing, and see him, and just see him. And just see him. Experience him. Through what he's doing, by what he's doing for you specifically. He has plans for you. He has plans for you. And those plans of our prosperity. Of life, life more abundantly. Of comfort, of joy, of strength. So let us have faith in God. Let us have faith in God in this time. Amen. Hallelujah. And in verse 23-25, and I'm a reading and we close. But have faith in God. But truly I tell you, if you say to this mountain to be taken up and thrown into the sea, and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. Hallelujah. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavelecha Vikoneka. Yisa Adonai Panavelecha Beyasim Lecha. Shalom. God bless you. And I will see you back here next Sunday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, by his Spirit. In Jesus' name, expect miracles, signs, and wonders. God bless you. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.